Welcome to the art of going your own way. Figured I'd just give you an update. No blood today, coughing up, so I guess that's a good thing. I'm feeling okay. I can still feel some parts of my body that are different and off. So we will see. But I wanted to basically talk about a couple things. So I got out of the hospital and I had sent my ex a text, and it's my ex-wife, the one I had children with, and said, I'm out of the hospital, more tests to come, and I may have said this before or not, I don't know. So initially, she replied back to me because she knew I was in the hospital, and I said something to her, and then her reply back was that I want you to know that I've given every message to your children that you've asked me to give to them. And I replied back to her, and I said, you know, forgive me if I don't believe you. You're a liar and deceiver. Goodbye. That woman doesn't have an honest bone in her body. And going through divorce, her and her lawyer, and a lot of this shit, you know, it was her too, because she let it slide, let it go. Just vile lies. Lies about so many different things. So, anyways, the good thing about where I'm at right now, yes, I'm working, fucking bullshit coming in. But anyways, back to the point. The best thing about being where I'm at right now, it's given me a good frame of mind, and I have just, these last couple of days, I've let go of everything. I've let go of past feelings for people that aren't in my life anymore. You know, it's sad because when you are a loving, caring person and things don't work out, you still kind of hold a little bit of a torch for these people. They're not in your life anymore, but that doesn't mean that the caring stops. That is, unless you're a fucking liberal and you can turn that shit off, you know, because those people are users. And if they don't get what they want without any kind of compromise, then you are useless to them. I mentioned before about that you can't build things with women. And really, I think truly what it is that you can't build things that will stand the test of time with liberal people. Because they're just fucked in the head. They're fucked in the head. So, moving forward with what time I have left, and again, I don't know where I'm at right now, is that I will not hold on to shit. at all, at all, that I will recognize the kind of people that I'm dealing with. I've had enough of an education in my life now to see these people for what they are. You know, I've made some really good friends outside of the Manosphere, the MGTOW TV place and stuff. And at my watering hole, several veterans I've become very good friends with. And the guy who I bought the goat from, him and I have just really fucking hit it off. He is a good guy. And it's funny, we were sitting around. I went up and I had a beer last night. I'm like, I'm not just going to fucking waste away. Whatever this is, I'm going to fucking still try to enjoy life. I got some issues going on where it's probably not the best to be drinking alcohol. But I don't want to sit around the house, you know. I told you, yeah, I'm still seeing Widow. We get together, we have a good time and stuff. I don't live with the woman. I ain't going to live with her. Not anytime soon. But didn't you say before that if it was like towards your deathbed and stuff that you would? I'm still holding out hope that that ain't it. Ah, shit. Anyways, back to the point of what I was saying is that so fucking funny. The guy, the guy that I got the goat from, he says, you know, Taugio and I, we'd be the two fuckers that were in jail. Because I know that him and I would be having a good time all the way to jail. And you two fuckers would have to bail us out. I laughed. I laughed because, you know what, it's true. When you're in with a good group of guys, and even those fuckers would be in jail with us, it'd be one of their wives coming to bail us out. Or let us sit there is more than likely the case. But, so, not coughing up blood today, which is good. Was still coughing up blood yesterday. Not so good. I'm going away for a little bit, like I said. I'm going to be cutting through one of the Dakotas. You know which one it is, if you know where Mount Rushmore is. And then I'll be dropping down into Colorado. Your buddy's going to be in Estes. He's going to be doing some trout fishing, watching the elk parade through Estes, doing some gold panning, just doing some of the shit that I've wanted to do. You know, I took a trip there last year, and your buddy flew on a helicopter. Got that off his bucket list. I enjoyed that. Flew around Rushmore and Crazy Horse. And I'm like, you know what? This is fucking great. And you also know what? If this fucker went down in flames, that'd be okay with me. I've come to the point in my life now where I really, really don't have any fear. And I gotta say that when you are alone, and several of you guys have commented on having no fear. I used to have fear. I feared for my children. I feared because of what was happening in the world. And I could see what was happening in the world. And I could see the path that we were on. But to wake up any liberal fuckers, you know, my ex, this may sound like I haven't let it go. That's not the case. I'm just telling you story here. When I was still married, when Obama was in, and I asked my wife, I said, just out of curiosity, who did you vote for? This is when you know it's truly over. I knew it was over at this point in time. And I knew, well, I had known this before, but I really fucking knew it. When she said to me, well, that's personal. I'm like, well, I told you who I voted for. Why wouldn't you tell me who you voted for? It's all those keeping secrets and lying. And you know, you have younger children. And you want to protect them from the world. And you don't realize that you invited the enemy in to your world, to your life. And so, in the end, it's for naught anyways. So, I know I'm not the only one that's gone through this situation. This conversation right here is to maybe wake those of you up that are going through something like this. I've said this many times. If you're in a situation like that, get the fuck out. I was having a talk with Crimson last night. So fucking tired when I was having a conversation. Whatever it is that's going on with me, it's beating the shit out of me, and I barely have any energy. And I know what it is, but I'm just not gonna say it. I know what it is, but I'm not going to say it. I'm sure you guys know what it is, too. Anyways, so having a conversation with him last night, and fuck, where did I go with my train of thought? Oh, fuck, I lost it. I'm sorry. I'm just having a talk. But, oh, yeah, that's what it was. Thanks. Thank you to myself for remembering. We were talking, and he's got a buddy that is kind of in this situation that I was talking about. And he's afraid. He's in fear that his wife is going to divorce him. And then we kind of talked about the whole deal. I know Pop has said this, and I've said this too, that if you're in that situation and you're court-bound, and you know that's the case, you immediately go get a gambling addiction, a drug addiction, an alcohol addiction, if you want them. But still, join Gamblers Anonymous, Alcoholics Anonymous, Anon, or whatever the fuck it is for drugs. I have no idea. And you start yanking your fucking money out. Make sure you go to casinos. If you have a ton of casinos in your area, make sure you go get all those little spiffy cards that you get, you know, that you slide into the slot machines and stuff. Make sure you have those. But don't put them in the machines and play. Just go, well, you know, I got them, but, you know, those rewards aren't worth shit, but I got them, so I get special parking or whatever. Yeah, your buddy gambles a little bit, so cover your ass. Take that fucking money. If your soon-to-be ex is a fucking cunt, lying deceiver, whore, you put that shit away. Now, I'm going to tell you the other side of the story. If you get yanked into court, don't swear in. If the judge addresses you, you ask the question, are you Mr. Taugiao? Excuse me. Are you talking to the person or are you talking to the man? Are you Mr. Taugiao? Are you talking to the person or are you talking to the man? Stand on that square for a long fucking time. A long time. And if they say, I'm talking to the person that's Mr. Taugiao, go, I'm not the person that you're referring to. I'm the man. You have to consent to everything that's going to be thrown at you. And they will use coercion. They will use force. They will try to garnish your wages. They will pull all sorts of shit on you. You've heard me talk before about getting your money out of the system. Oh, just leave enough in there to deal with your day-to-day bullshit. But any kind of wealth that you build, you take that shit out of there. Yes, bear with me for 1 second. I noticed that for the last couple of days, since I've been in the hospital, I've left a umbrella up on my table, and God forbid, if the wind kicks up, it'll knock my fucking table over and crash it to the ground and break the tempered glass, you know, because I've had that fucking shit happen before. There, now I'm coming back in. One less fucking thing to worry about. Hold tight. So it's about protecting yourself. It's about protecting that excess labor that you've built. Your buddy Taugiao is so fucking good at building things. How good is he? Well, let's put it this way. You guys know the campers I've built. Yeah, I'm good at building stuff like that. I can turn around and sell that shit and make money. So I'm good at doing that. What else are you good at? Well, I'm a really lucky son of a bitch. I was actually having a conversation. Maybe this was with Crimson or one of the guys. No, I think it was sitting around with one of the guys yesterday while I was having a beer. Because I fucking win at pull tabs all the time. I'll go up and I'll throw in 40 bucks. And I'll get 100, 200, 250, 400. And the buddy that works on the goat with me, I come in and he's already there. He's like, fuck, I already threw in 40 bucks and I got shit. I'm like, well, that's too bad. He goes, I know you want to play. You want to go in 20? I'm like, yeah, fuck it. We can go in 20. Walk up there, get some tickets. Boom, 150 bucks. This happens all the fucking time, by the way. There was a meat raffle at this place that we were at. And so I go up there and I buy 5 tickets. It's a spin of 30 on the wheel. And I'm like, okay, well, shit, the line's not that long and all these tickets are going to be sold out. So they're going to start selling the next one. So I immediately get back in line and I get 5 more tickets. Well, they usually sell 2 and then spin, and then sell 2 more, spin. Sure as shit, number 25. I had number 25. Boom, I won. And then the lady goes, and now we're going to spin for the second one, because I had grabbed that tag out of that group of 5 and about ready to walk up there. And she goes, now we're going to spin for game number 2. Psh, spins. And I'm like looking at my tickets. Click, 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 click. Number 18. I'm like, fucking A. Number 18. So I won the first 2 fucking spins, right? And the guys at the table are looking at me and going, you one lucky motherfucker. Always winning at fucking pull tabs. Always winning at the meat raffle. You got a fucking golden horseshoe up your ass. I go up and I'm like, oh, look at that. That's fucking kick ass. They got this big tray of beef jerky. Now, this is from a local meat shop, and it's really fucking good meat. I'm like, well, this is fucking perfect. I'm going to vacuum seal this shit up, and this is going on the trip. And then for my second choice, they have these really fucking awesome bacon cheddar burgers. And I'm like, fuck yeah, boom, take those. And so, you know, I come back to the table. What you get? Are you breaking open the jerky? I'm like, I will if you guys want a piece, but I was going to take it on the trip. Oh, we're just kidding and stuff. So, your buddy is lucky. My mom always tells me I'm lucky. Fuck, I win when I go to the casino 90% of the time. Fucking win at pull tabs. And the thing about it is, your buddy Taugio has a limit on what he'll gamble with. It's typically $40. $40. I don't keep chasing the fucking dragon unless there's a reason to. Here's a little side story. This happened last week. I've told this to somebody I don't know. I haven't been posting, so I didn't tell you guys the story. I was up there last week before I started coughing up blood, and me and my mechanic, I'm just going to call the guy my mechanic at this point in time. He's a good friend, but he's like, you want to go in 20? And I'm like, eh, fuck, because I had just gotten there, right? I'm like, yeah, fuck, I'll go in $20. So I walk up, and I'm looking at the boxes. They got, what, like 10 boxes, right? Most of them are posted with how much money's there. Your buddy fucking runs it through his head, the odds on pulling and what box he's going to play, what's left, the appearance of how many tickets are in there and all that shit, right? So I walk up and I'm looking at the boxes and I'm like, well, holy shit, there's the box we're playing. And this lady comes up behind me, and I'm waiting for the pull tab woman to come back, and I turn to her and I go, are you winning? And she goes, what box are you playing out of? Well, I'm thinking about playing out of this box. Oh, we're playing out of that box, and my friend pulled a ticket with a serial number on it. Well, I'm looking at it, and this box had 250, 200, 200, and 250s in it. And, you know, there's probably some small shit in there, right? But you can see the glass at the bottom. There's maybe 150, 60, less than 200 tickets in there. So I had put my money down on the counter. She walks away, and I'm thinking to myself, that fucking cunt was lying to me. I just feel she was lying to me. And so I kind of turn and I go, mechanic, hey buddy, go 20 more with me. He's like, are you sure? I'm like, I'm sure, go 20 more with me. So he gives me another 20. So we each go in $40, $80 in. Divvy up the tickets, pull the tickets, Boom, I pull a 250. Then I pull a 200, a 200. He pulls the, or maybe he pulled one of the 200s. I know for sure I got a 250, a 200, and I think he pulled a 200 and then a 50. And so it's like, we fucking cleaned out the box with 80 bucks, and we basically got, after we tipped, because we did tip, we walked out of there 300 bucks up. Go back, sit down, and the lady and her fat friend, who supposedly had the serial number, and she did, she had the other 50, we're like, yeah, yeah, and then they're talking to each other, and the skinnier, older lady goes, those two assholes won the money out of the box. They had been playing in that box all fucking day, apparently. They dropped $500 on that fucking box. Between me and mechanic, we dropped 80 and we basically cleaned out the box. But anyways, so yeah, your buddy's lucky. To finish up this story, I've looked at my life because, hey, when you take the time to reflect on things, you go, at least for me, well, god dang, Taugio, you've been a lucky son of a bitch in a lot of different areas in your life. You haven't been lucky in love, because that shit, the odds aren't good on that. And you know what? I always look at the odds when I try to do things. And this is why I'm successful in my job. I'm successful in lucky things. I strive for excellence, which you should be doing too. I am my own worst enemy. I beat up on myself. And you know what? Carrying a lot of that stress is probably why I'm in the situation I'm in health-wise. Now, getting that wake-up call and taking a little change of action in my life, I'm hoping that this is transient and passing. I truly am. Anyways, with all this shit said, if you wanted to hear it or whether you didn't, I'm just having a conversation with you. I'm not saying follow Taugio's life path. Maybe you've gotten some insight on a problem that you're having or just the perception that you have on something. And maybe I've helped to illuminate a better way of living in some ways. Now, I don't advocate, having relationships with women. But you're in one. Yeah, kinda. I'm not monk. You gotta have your lines drawn. Your borders. You know? The shit that you'll put up with and the shit that you won't. I don't put up with any shit. Not anymore. I call it like I see it. There's the fucking door if you don't like it. Not that I'd ever live with a woman again. Because they get this entitled mentality. It's better to keep them at arm's length. You know your buddy Taugio? You never go deep. You only go balls deep. That's mine. You owe me a quarter if you use it. Just kidding. Anyways, I got some shit to finish up. I'm feeling sore. Tired still, even though I got a fairly good night's sleep, I think. With all that said, there is an art to going your own way. I wish you the best. Maybe I'll try to put up one more before I go to Colorado. Will hopefully be hearing about some of what these tests are going to tell me. It's so goddamn funny, though. I know. Fuck, hold on. You keep going on. I was just going to say that when I was talking to the doctor, he goes, we're going to run a test on you for micro blood clots. And I go, is that the D-dimer test? And he looks at me and he goes, yeah. You seem to know quite a bit. I'm like, yeah, I like to learn things. And so if you guys don't know this, if you have loved ones that have been vaccinated, you know they're producing blood clots. Have them go in and have a D-dimer test. And that's going to tell you more than likely whether or not they got the placebo vaccine or the real bad shit. And if they got the real bad shit, then they should start preparing for death, because it's coming for them. If they don't have the micro blood clotting, it's a good possibility they got the placebo, and you fucking wake them up if you can to say, don't, you played Russian roulette and you lived. Don't fucking do it again. Anyways, excuse me, with that said, there is an art to going your own way. Take care. Don't you love how I keep fucking going on in my audio video presentations and saying that phrase? And then he just fucking keeps going on and on and on. With that said, there is an art to going your own way. Peace.